Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Microsoft are to buy LinkedIn for $26 billion. Baidu has banned adverts from binary options brokers and Facebook begins to trial its new quick payment system. Microsoft have announced one of the largest tech deals in history after paying $26.2 billion for LinkedIn. In a deal worth $60 per user, the announcement sent the networking site's shares up by 50% in pre-market trading. Founded in 2002 and floated on the stock market in 2011, LinkedIn has seen its shares drop in the past year and reported an $8 million annual loss recently. Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft, said that LinkedIn will keep its distinct brand culture and independence, whilst current LinkedIn boss Jeff Weiner will remain in charge. Mr. Weiner said that the opportunity to combine Microsoft's cloud and LinkedIn's network would give them the chance to change the way the world works. This is now the latest in a series of takeovers and acquisitions by Microsoft, who paid $8.5 billion for Skype in 2011 and bought Nokia's mobile division for $7.2 billion in 2013. Baidu has decided to ban all paid advertisements from binary options brokers across its network. This comes as part of a move from the search engine company to remove advertisements from its search results from industries and businesses that it deems risky. As Baidu accounts for 70% of all searches in China, this could come as a huge change to financial companies trying to attract clients from the country. The change comes as an indirect response to demands placed on Baidu by the Chinese internet regulator after the death of a student who received a controversial treatment he found through a Baidu paid search ad. Following the regulator's demands to reduce the number of paid adverts and check adverts' credibility more thoroughly, this move from Baidu goes beyond the new rules placed upon them. Facebook has launched a new trial that would allow users to pay for products through the site in a few clicks using a system called Quick. In the Asia-Pacific region, retailers selling products through Facebook is fairly common, with items sold over social media in Thailand worth around $500 million per year. Users began to notice this service last week when the feature appeared on some high-profile retailers' pages across the site. It's similar to the peer-to-peer money transfers that were enabled in the US and UK recently and has been said to appear to be more about increasing user engagement rather than increasing revenue. However, tough competition does already exist in the region where Line has a payment service and a shopping app already fully implemented. Plans for the introduction of Google's Street View have been rejected by Indian authorities over concerns about security. Whilst Street View has been permitted for a few tourist locations in the country, it was confirmed that the application for increased coverage of roads has been denied. A government official is quoted as saying that the main concern was security of sensitive defence installations, whilst it's also believed that planning for the 2008 Mumbai attacks had been done with reconnaissance photos. Whilst the service has been successful in countries it's implemented in, it's also caused the same concern about privacy. As a result, many German homes on the feature have been blurred out, and the Czech government has even banned Google from increasing coverage any further in their country. China and Turkey have signed an agreement that will see the introduction of a cross-border e-commerce platform. The deal means that there will be $76 million invested into the new platform by businesses from both countries that will develop online trading systems and offline bases. Using translation software, which will work in real time and will be embedded in the system, trading along the planned Silk Road economic belt and the 21st century maritime Silk Road will be made easier. The trading belt and road will cross around 100 cities, where advertising for the deal will soon be introduced. And that's it for me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.